Welcome into DC On Screen, episode 242. I am your host, Davis Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hey.
And we are covering Lucifer 206, Monster, in this episode. Now, we are experiencing technical difficulties, so this will probably be a pretty truncated episode, unfortunately. To recap, after killing his brother, Lucifer has taken to partying professionally. Chloe tries to help him, but only convinces the suicidal Lucy to see his therapist. After hearing that he's killed the brother, the therapist demands he cut the crap about heaven and hell and show her the true Lucifer. He does, and it breaks her brain. Chloe and Dan are busy this Halloween, so Maze, the new roomie, has to take Trixie trick-or-treating. Her and the girl bond over Maze's true form and some casual racketeering. Mom tries to comfort Aminadil by showing him Muriel's grave. But we know she's just turning him against God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Randall Smith lets us know that he thinks this is the best episode yet. He says it looks like they finally get what we're asking for. That just distracted me.
The dogs?
Yes.
I believe a package has arrived at my home.
Mm.
One of the many meant to fix the extreme difficulties. And my dogs are heralding its arrival.
Mm-hmm. So I love that the therapist says, my door is always open. Lucifer says, feel free to shut it. I don't think this is the best episode yet. I think that was last week's, but this is pretty close, and I am enjoying where they're going I can say this all day. They can get rid of the procedural elements of the show. I'm good. I couldn't even remember what was going on in the procedural. I know it's the sniper guy.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, and you like completely blanked out on it because it just didn't matter. There was no point in remembering that.
I could deal without seeing Trixie in a sex swing. I could deal without that.
I could have done without that because that's just weird, but it did get me the line, a sex swing is not furniture, which was glorious.
My favorite line, you look like a homeless magician.
That was the outstanding performance. If that's what Randall is talking about with best episode yet, I completely agree. I would like him to get back to us about a little more specifics, like what part of this really worked for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the procedural part was necessarily bad on as far as they go. I just don't watch that kind of show, but as far as they go, this wasn't a bad one. And it did advance the celestial backstory a lot.
It did. And even within the procedural elements, we have Lucifer screwing up investigations, desperately looking for snacks everywhere.
Right.
Which is just weird.
Shoving hundies in convenience machines.
Right. And Chloe tells him, that if he doesn't get his shit together, basically, he's going to get benched. And I'm not exactly feeling that, as that's like everything I want from the show. It's like, yes, please bench him.
Yeah, the only reason I wasn't feeling that is because like the Devil May Care Lucifer that he had going on this time, mm-hmm. like hung over the whole time or trying to get drunk, but he put it, his supernatural metabolism keeps getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But Asshole Lucifer is like the best detective they've ever had. I mean, like Dan spent most of the episode just chasing around leads that Lucifer got him.
Lucifer got Dan's gun and badge.
Yeah, that was good actually.
And punches Dan.
And like a lot of it was just like, Lucifer, you're an asshole, but that's a great point. I'm going to go chase that lead. That was their whole back and forth this episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know what Trixie was wearing. I almost like went back and looked at it to see like what exactly like what all those parts could be to make up the Princess of Mars or Queen of Mars or whatever it was.
President.
President
of Mars.
That was it.
Yep.
I saw martini glasses.
I believe those were martini glasses fashioned to some kind of helmet. Yeah.
I suspect everything else was something sexual, and I was a little afraid.
A lot of it. And it looked like a fire retardant suit or something, and like all the beads and Mardi Gras. It did make
a can of nine tails.
Yeah,
I think
definitely did have like a little bitty whip. It did make for a cute moment though when Maze shows her true form, which by the way is distinctly scary. And Trixie mm-hmm. thinks it's awesome, and there's like a moment of a relief on Maze's face. They're fun to watch. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Lucifer's showing the doctor who he really is. It broke her brain, but it made me laugh.
Yeah, I know,
because he kind of just looked like a shaved chihuahua.
A little bit. Like a, yeah, that's actually put pretty well. I didn't know what to think of him. With the actual
face. Or a sunburned hairless cat.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do with that. Like someone painted eyes on a candied apple.
On an old candy apple.
Yeah. That was a little underwhelming, his true form. But the way they actually did that scene, I really dug. Her just, like, pants shitting stare. I mean, she just trembles. She can't even, like, trace him with her eyes. She just trembles. I really dug her response to it. I liked Lucifer just kind of almost with some dignity just admitting, yep, I knew you wouldn't be able to handle it. And gets up and kind of just calmly leaves the room for her.
Yeah, a little bit sad.
I felt bad for him, didn't you?
Metallica cover. Yeah. A little bit.
I felt like real, you know, sympathy for the devil. Yeah, the Metallica cover was, it took me about halfway through the song. I'm like, oh, that's Metallica. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unforgiven, which was
I couldn't, a nice touch. Couldn't have named the title to save my life, but yeah, that is a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop off for our obligatory, D.B. Woodside's a badass. Everything he did this episode was absolutely on point. Nice. I'm done trying to please someone who isn't there or who isn't here. She's clearly recruiting him for whatever coup she's got going on. Like, that storyline seems so clear to me that I hope they're pulling one on me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, God, he nailed it just as he always did. And he might be able to get his powers back somehow. I think she's just kind of maybe dangling that in front of him.
Maybe. You know, I don't know. But I'm interested in what's going on there. By the way, all of that, way more interesting than Malcolm last year. Like, even though that actress pretty good, like, that whole, like, cop come back from the dead to do whatever... Ugh.
Yeah, that wasn't boring. That wasn't great. I wanted the celestial backstory, the family. I wanted that. I wanted, you know, Lucifer and all his brother angels.
Absolutely.
And as a side note, these angels get slizzard like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot. It keeps cracking me up how many drunk angels I've seen this season.
All right, I think I'm done on this.
Yep.
All right, so guys, you can find every episode DCOnScreen.com, iTunes, Stitcher. You know about the contest. We've told you about the contest. Go give us a 5-star written review on iTunes. We're going to be coming right back. Until next time, guys, keep some DC on your screen.